What about the third bucket?
The third are the people whose tumors are the high rectum, near basically where the peritoneal reflection would be. And in that location, sphincter preservation is never an issue. So you're not doing neoadjuvant therapy for that. So when you do neoadjuvant therapy in any organ site, whether it's chemotherapy alone or chemoradiotherapy, there are certain goals. One is organ preservation, as in breast cancer and rectal. One is a toxicity issue. People do it in pancreas, for example, in resectable patients, not because it ever shrinks the tumor or rarely causes an unresectable patient to become resectable, but because it's more tolerable. People have not undergone a Whipple. You don't have to wait for them to recover. So it's a tolerability issue. In gastric cancer, in the neoadjuvant studies, in the MAGIC trial, for example, the tumor shrinks a little bit with chemotherapy, but the resectability rate is the same, and organ preservation is not an issue. So I'm not really convinced that neoadjuvant therapy in gastric cancer is a big issue. You get systemic therapy in about 2 months earlier. That's about the only selling point I can think of. So the high rectal lesions are the ones that can be considered for immediate surgery because in the German trial of neoadjuvant chemoradiotherapy, where all patients had to have at least T3 disease or N1 by endoscopic ultrasound, and these were experienced investigators, of the half that were randomized to surgery first, 20% of them had stage 1 disease. And some had stage 2 disease, you have to assume, and many of the stage 2s, for example, if it were colon cancer, you would not administer adjuvant therapy to for a well-differentiated T3 N0 lesion with 32 negative nodes.
And this was based on what kind of staging?
This was based on endoscopic ultrasound. And again, by experienced investigators, all of whom were doing good surgical approaches, including TME. So we divulged to patients in that instance that when we treat you, as with all adjuvant therapies, many people will be overtreated. So in a debate I had with Bruce Minsky on this, is radiation required in all rectal cancers? Well, it turned out actually that I took the con position and Bruce took the pro position. But unfortunately, his plane was delayed from Chicago, so I had his slides and I debated myself and I won.
And side one.
Actually, the con side won because I had more enthusiasm for this particular instance. Because if you take out the 20 or so percent of patients who really need sphincter preservation, even if you overtreat them, you're getting to a worthy goal, which is to spare colostomies. But if you look at the high rectal lesions, if you do a pie chart and you take out the 20 or so percent that have sphincter preservation, we're not going to talk about them. Of the remaining 80%, you have a large group of patients, more than 20% from the German trial, these are data, who really, even with good staging, will be found on surgery to have disease that you don't need any therapy for.
So, okay, this thing is pro-con, whatever, it's like a double negative. The bottom line is you think that these patients maybe should be offered surgery right up
first.
Okay.